WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Icy weather is descending on a wide swath of the nation overnight, which may snarl travel from Nebraska to Maine. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan is tracking the system.
Winter weather advisory is the purple that you'll see on any National Weather Service map. Basically, is running all along the Ohio Valley and into the northeast and New England areas. Those are in effect throughout the morning and even into the evening hours, ending in the New England area.
Sources tell CBS News that the agency that runs the National Weather Service and National Hurricane Center is being eyed for major budget cuts.
The White House's Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE, entered the offices of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Agency on Tuesday, accessing IT systems to implement President Trump's order to cut federal spending. Staffers were told to expect a 50% workforce reduction and a 30% budget cut. NOAA currently employs more than 12,000 people around the world, and more than half of them are scientists and engineers. Tracy Wolf, CBS News, New York.
Democratic senators are holding open the Senate floor through the night, opposing the nomination of Russell Vogt, President Trump's pick for director of the Office of Management and Budget. California's Adam Schiff.
Russ Vogt believes in dismantling that government of the people, piece by piece, brick by brick, until what remains is a hollowed-out bureaucracy that serves the interests of the wealthy and abandons everyone else.
President Trump's comments that the United States should take long-term control of Gaza and that the residents should be resettled are being praised by Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and criticized by others. The administration says the relocation would be temporary. CBS's Erica Brown has more on that, beginning with White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
The president has made it clear that they need to be temporarily relocated out of Gaza for the rebuilding of this effort. Again, it's a demolition site right now. It's not a livable place for any human being.
The White House Press Secretary appeared to walk back the proposal and said the president had not committed to putting boots on the ground in Gaza.
Earthquakes have been hitting a popular vacation destination spot in the Greek islands. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
The worry is that a big quake is on the horizon. 7,000 people have left the island, most by ferry, but there have also been flights out. Santorini sits atop a volcano that's not erupted since 1950, and the region has not experienced such intense seismic activity since 1964.
A 9-member crew using a snowcat has rescued two experienced hikers who became stranded for hours in waist-deep snow and whiteout conditions on New Hampshire's Mount Washington. You can usually drive most of the way up to the 6,288-foot summit. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks beat the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite Giannis Antetokounmpo out with a calf injury, the Bucks able to beat the Charlotte Hornets 112-102. The win snapped a 4-game losing streak. After the game, we learned the Bucks made another trade, sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the New York Knicks for 6'10" center Jericho Sims. That after trading Chris Middleton to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard said due to injuries, the big three with him, Giannis, and Chris never happened.
He gets moved and you look back and it's like, man, we never really got that real shot and that real stretch to really go do what we had plans to do. It's unfortunate, but, it's part of the game and it's part of this league.
NFL Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked at the Super Bowl if he's been actively recruiting free agents to come to Green Bay.
Put it like this, man. I've talked to a few guys. Obviously, I can't like actually recruit them, but I'm just like, look, you thinking about it, this place not going to disappoint you.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying, in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A winter weather advisory continues thanks to some light freezing rain and a mix of snow as well. Any ice accumulation will be just a glaze, little to no snow accumulation, lows in the upper 20s, sunshine breaking out Thursday, breezy near 40, currently 26 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, we'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar to discuss my week-long fast before being joined by Reggie Jackson for a conversation about race in the state of Wisconsin.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to Hour 3 of the Tom Hartman Program. New Trump official declared competent white men must be in charge. Yeah. Darren Beatty is Trump's State Department is hiring his first-term speechwriter, a guy by the name of Darren Beatty, for a top job just 15 weeks. This is by Tommy Christopher, by the way, over at Mediaite. Just 15 weeks after he submitted that, quote, competent white men must be in charge in a tweet. Semaphore broke the news that Marco Rubio is going to appoint him as Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy. Yeah, he was fired from the last Trump administration for speaking to a conference of white nationalists. Some weeks ago, apparently, he wrote, quote, competent white men must be in charge if you want things to work. Unfortunately, our entire national ideology is predicated on coddling the feelings of women and minorities and demoralizing competent white men. I'm telling you, these people know what they're doing. They are trying to make America white again. They're trying to make bring America back to where only white men are in charge. And this is why a majority of white men and a majority of white women voted for Donald Trump in the last election. It's real simple. It's about race. It's about power. Darby Saxby, a professor of psychology at the University of Southern California, shared a leaked list of words. Now, this is the National Science Foundation. And I subscribe to Nature, and I'm a member of the AAAS, the American Association for the Advancement of Science. And so I get these, you know, emails, and the scientific community is just hysterical right now. And here's why. If you have submitted an application for funding for research that you're doing, and it has words in it like systemic or women, I'll give you the whole list. And this Darby Saxby, he writes, this is a crisis for science. These keywords could show up in the text of any grant involving human participants. If you're going to study men and women, you get flagged. If you say you're going to control for socioeconomic status, which is a totally standard practice, you get flagged. Disability, flagged. The word systemic is on the banned list. So if I study systemic inflammation and health, I get flagged. If I study political science, flagged. If I study trauma, flagged. And so here's this list, and I'm only going to share a little bit of it with you. Advocacy, barriers, biased, Black and Latinx, community diversity, cultural differences, culturally responsive, disabilities, disability, discrimination, diverse backgrounds, diversity, diversity and inclusion, diversity, equity, equality, equitable, ethnicity, female. If the word female is in your grant application, you don't get funded. Gender. If hate speech is in your application, you don't get funded because, of course, you know, the Trump administration is just down with hate speech. Fine thing. Hispanic, implicit bias, inclusion, indigenous, inequality, LGBT, marginalized, minorities, multicultural, prejudice, race, ethnicity, racial diversity, racial inequality, racial justice, racism. If you're studying racism, your grant just got zeroed out. Sexual preferences, social justice, status, trauma, underserved, underrepresented, undervalued, victim, women. I mean, this is crazy. And they sent out this whole decision tree about, you know, you look for these words. If you find these words, boom, you bounce them. Meanwhile, federal health workers are terrified after this website, it's called the DEI Watch List, is publishing the names and pictures and personal information of federal employees who are involved in the health field. You know, people who go out and do vaccinations, or people who are, working in for the VA or whatever. I mean, it's just, and interestingly, they call it the DEI watch list. Interestingly, almost all of the names and pictures on this website are of black people. Once again, it's the racism, stupid. Offenses include working on DEI initiatives, donating to Democrats, or using pronouns in their bios. A government worker said the website is being circulated among multiple private group chats of federal health workers across agencies, as well as through social media links. People are freaked out. They're terrified. The headline over these pictures of these mostly black people on this DEI watch list of the federal employees, the headline used to say targets. They changed that yesterday when it got publicized to say dossiers. A person who isn't on the list but works at a federal health agency called the website Psychological Warfare. The link, this person said, is being circulated in their private group of federal health workers, causing some to freak out, you think. A note at the bottom of the website says, a project of the American Accountability Foundation, this is one of the so-called conservative watchdog groups. This article over at NBC News notes, quote, it's not the first time the group has created such a list. In December, it sent Pete Hegseth, then the nominee for defense secretary, a list of names and people in the military whom it deemed too focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion, the New York Post reported at the time. Meanwhile, the CIA has sent a buyout offer to its entire workforce. Work for the CIA? Hey, how'd you like to quit your job? Russia would love it. Vladimir Putin would be so happy if good people in the CIA resigned their jobs. I mean, he's got to be thrilled with everything that Musk is doing and that Trump is doing right now. You know, putting a target on our backs around Gaza, taking lifting the burden from Netanyahu's shoulders. That's hurting America. Putin and Xi, you know, President Xi of China, they have to be just giggling at all the ways that Donald Trump is destroying America. The new CIA director, John Ratcliffe, decided he also wants the CIA to be involved in this whole thing that Musk is doing. And over at Lever News today, I believe it's Lever News, it might be Judd Legum's website. What's Judd's website? There's a whole breakdown of the offer, this eight-month offer, and apparently what it says, while people think that, and in fact the email said you could take a vacation for the next 8 months and still get paid, the actual fine print of the article or of the offer says, no, you have to work until the very last day. Popular.info. That's Judd's website. So wild stuff here, just absolutely wild stuff here. So what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Johan in Los Angeles. Hey, Johan, what's up?
I saw President Trump on his White House desk with his pen, and he was worried about country of Israel is too small, and that didn't sit well with him.
Did he say that? Israel's too small?
Yeah, he said that's not good.
Yeah, so they're preparing
trying to annex
the West
war Bank with Israel?
I think that what you're going to see next Now that Netanyahu has come over to the United States and Trump has basically said, you know, for the next 4 years, you get whatever you want and we'll let the Arab world hate us instead of you. I'm predicting that the next thing you're going to see is a wholesale annexation of the West Bank. Netanyahu has destroyed Gaza. Next up is the West Bank, the Palestinian communities there. And I don't know how he's going to do it, but I would bet just about anything that within the next year or two, you're going to see, and probably sooner, you're going to see major, major Israeli aggressive activity against Arabs on the West Bank. Johan, thank you for the call. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Yeah.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Once upon a time, they owned the stage. FDR's fireside chats lit the page. JFK smiled, he knew the score. His charm and vision opened the door. But the years rolled on and the game has changed. Media's a weapon, the rules rearranged. Trump's on TikTok, they're stuck in the past. Schumer's speeches, a snooze that won't last. The Democrats, fatal flaw. They don't see the writing on the wall. The battle's online where the clicks all roar. But they fight like it's still 64. Where's the spark? Where's the soul?
Well, that's past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Russell in Cocoa, Florida. Hey, Russell, what's up?
Yay, Tom. Can you hear me?
Just fine, Russell.
All right, that's great. All right, I want to tell you why I call. A couple reasons. I'm an old guy. I'm a retired constitutional and municipal lawyer from the big Northeast, where we knew how to do it. And I've watched everything go to hell since Reagan. And everything we do is too little, too late. And, Merrick Garland, whatever.
Yeah.
It's always not enough. Now, what we have now, and it just outraged me a week ago when I first heard it, is we now have goons breaking into government buildings to steal information and throw out the employees. Now, where have we almost seen that before? The answer is Watergate. Okay? In Watergate, the president wanted the plumbers to go into these places, steal information for him, doctor's offices, hotels, whatever, DNC headquarters, steal his information and improve his position, you know, in the next election.
He also had the IRS go after his enemies.
Right. In other words, he had already mobilized certain sections of the government and plenty of goons to work on his behalf. What happened at Watergate? The night watchman caught these people inside the building, and he, together with the DNC, went to who? The Washington, D.C. police, and said, we have uninvited, unpermitted trespassers inside our building. We want to file criminal charges, and we want you to arrest them. Okay? And it didn't matter that they were there on behalf of the president, although they wouldn't admit that at first. But when they were bailed out 3 or 4 days later by the White House, it was obvious what was going on. But the point is this. We've reached the point now where they are actually inside our government, dismantling its agencies and ruining our lives, stealing our information and everything else. Let the supervisors of these agencies, if they're in a position where Trump hasn't replaced them yet, like the lady at DEA, whatever, let them and their five highest security people who haven't been replaced yet, let them go to the D.C. nearest police headquarters, walk in, and swear out criminal complaints against these people. Now, a month ago, Biden should have deported Musk. Okay, I live right under his rockets here in Central Florida, and he is ruining lives to an extent you can't even believe. But I'm not here to pick on him per se. What I am saying is it's time to draw a line in the sand. If you can't get the D.C. police to support their colleagues and friends who were beaten on January 6th, then you're not going to be able to get anybody in America to ever support us again. Arrest these three Nazi punks that were inside that building stealing all our information. If you or I went in there, we'd be arrested. They'd throw
the D.C. police don't have authority over federal property.
They were the ones that were called and made the arrest.
Well, maybe outside. If it was on the street outside, yes. But inside the building, it would have to be the FBI. It would have to be the Department of Justice. Right. And I guarantee you, Perimbondi is not going to arrest any Republicans. It ain't going to happen. Or any Muslims.
That's right. That's why I'm not asking her to do anything. I'm asking the local police. Those people are not in that building anymore. They're back home, or they're at NOAA, or they're at some other building.
Russell, I get what you're saying, and I agree with your sentiment and your outrage. I'm telling you, I shouldn't even say it's not going to happen. I don't want to sound defeatist, but I just don't see how that legally happens. Russell, thanks for the call. Eric in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Tom, I'm calling because I'm in one of these red states, right?
Yeah.
And I know in these red states that they have, that we do have Democrats in every red state who are serving in Washington right now. Well, these Democrats got to get off their rump, go back to these red states, and they got to go in each county, even the counties that didn't vote for them, and they got to start letting the people know, because a lot of people don't know that they're going to lose jobs. Like for example, this lady in Kentucky, she didn't know that when they cut the education department, that she would be losing her job.
Well, you've got Head Start programs all around the country right now that seem to be shutting down as a result of
these people don't know that. That's why the Democrats, the Republican government only fear two people, Trump and the people. And then the Democrats got to go to the people in their states and got to start let the people in their states know how these programs are going to affect them physically. And then they'll start calling their Republican representatives, and that's when you'll see a change. But the Democrats, they got to leave Washington. They got to go back to their states and do a little footwork. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, Eric. And this is one of the things that people could be suggesting to their elected officials is, you know, come back and do a town hall, although, you know, a lot of them are in D.C. right now. But we do need to be raising hell. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Speaking the truth that Elon Musk would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back here.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
CBS News Brief. An icy East Coast storm may cause widespread power outages and disrupt travel. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
Boston, you're looking upwards of 4 inches. So it might not be too incredibly high, but that is, you know, significant to cause some road troubles. Anywhere from basically New York City northward is going to see the higher snow totals.
Democratic senators are keeping the U.S. Senate in session overnight, arguing against Russell's vote to run the Office of Management and Budget. Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar blames vote for freezing federal funding.
It was vote plan that led the administration to take an action that hurt millions of Americans.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt defends President Trump's idea to take control of Gaza.
This is an out-of-the-box idea. That's who President Trump is. That's why the American people elected him. And his goal is lasting peace in the Middle East for all people in the region.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks beat the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite Giannis Antetokounmpo out with a calf injury, the Bucks able to beat the Charlotte Hornets 112-102. The win snapped a four-game losing streak. After the game, we learned the Bucks made another trade, sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the New York Knicks for 6'10" center Jericho Sims. That after trading Chris Middleton to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard said due to injuries, the big three with him, Giannis, and Chris never happened.
He gets moved and you look back and it's like, man, we never really got that real shot and that real stretch to really go do what we had plans to do. It's unfortunate, but, you know, it's part of the game. It's part of this league.
NFL Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked at the Super Bowl if he's been actively recruiting free agents to come to Green Bay.
Put it like this, man. I've talked to a few guys. Obviously, I can't, like, actually recruit them, but I'm just like, look, you thinking about it, this place is not going to disappoint you.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A winter weather advisory continues thanks to some light freezing rain and a mix of snow as well. Any ice accumulation will be just a glaze, little to no snow accumulation, lows in the upper 20s, sunshine breaking out Thursday, breezy near 40, currently 26 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
In the 3 o'clock hour with my special guest co-host Tom Polsiewicz, we discuss how Trump's heartless ethnic purges will make you and your family less safe right here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
These smoothies, soups, etc. Because Native Past recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed into the body more easily. It mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our coffee this morning. We love it. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call with questions about usage, recipes, ingredients. You'll speak to a live human ready to help. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with their special link where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end to start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman.
But the fire starts to form. They smile with sharp intentions. Their words a deadly game. And every inch you give them, they set your soul aflame. They'll dress up lies as compromise, but the truth is razor thin. You think you've won a battle, but the war is where they begin. Evil doesn't negotiate, it devours, it consumes. It's the shadow in the doorway, the smoke that chokes the room. You can tame a beast that feeds on fear.
36 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Jenny in Moberly, Missouri. Hey, Jenny, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I have some ideas on how to get Republican legislature people's attention.
Okay.
Because it seems that they're not listening to any of us, and even some are turning off their phone lines. And they're so afraid of the wrong people right now. What they need to be aware of is that the vast majority of citizens are getting increasingly mobilized and unhappy with what they're doing. And so my idea is to go local and go specific. And as money talks, we can find out who their major local supporters are and boycott their businesses, buy local ad time to get out just any sort of truth bypassing the major media. And then since it seems that perhaps the courts are an only option, start filing massive lawsuits in every district on every single issue to every single representative for, I don't know, malfeasance, anything. It's just to get their attention so that they can't ignore it and they know how big the backlash is getting.
Yeah, I don't think most people know how to do, you know, how to file lawsuits and things like that. And I'm guessing that if you were to buy an ad on any local media trashing another business, they would not.
It's an idea to get out there. It's the whole naysayer and it can't be done thing is not.
I would say look at their local offices.
If it's a seed of an idea that somebody take in and want to mobilize, but we're focusing too much on the major players.
Yeah.
But every single one of these people have something to do.
I get that. And your local representatives as well. Absolutely. But with the national ones, if you can't get through their federal offices, try their local offices, their in-district offices. And
Well, they're not going to pay attention. But,
well, I think they will. I think the key is not to call up like you're some kind of outraged lefty. The key is to call up and essentially present yourself in a way that could be interpreted as being a supporter of that member of Congress or senator, but that you think that this has gone too far, or there's something wrong, or this is not truly a conservative principle. In fact, these conservative principles are you don't break things, those kind of things. Those would be the messages that I would convey to Republicans.
And part of the problem is that a lot of the local people won't hear any of the actual happenings. And these might be ways, especially if you get in contact with local pantries and federally supported organizations that rely on funds and have huge populations of conservatives that rely on them just to help get the word out on a local level that doesn't require social media, which is starting to be censored too.
No, social media has been massively censored. It's just insane. Jenny, thank you for the call. Jeff in Seattle. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to make a couple of comments, and I'll do it real quick. First of all, I have heard a story about the Eagle changing direction.
Yeah, I looked it up. It was done. And Trump spoke at a Turning Point USA conference, and some young geek edited the Eagle for when he came out, and he got in trouble, and he got fired for it.
Okay, because the story I heard was is that if it faces the arrows, it's a time of war. If it faces
Harry
the
Truman
olive branches.
Officially changed it to face the olive branch in 1947. It's still there.
Permanently?
It's still that way.
Okay. And second of all, about this woman who said that they're taking down, they're removing numbers from the internet for your local representatives. Might I suggest contacting your local League of Women Voters? Here in King County, they put out a pamphlet every year.
Yeah.
Listing your representatives.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great idea, Jeff. And for that matter, if you're female, although I think the league accepts male members, join the League of Women Voters. They do incredible work. Jeff, thank you for that. That was great. Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I think I got wind a while ago that Musk has gotten into our tax system and our hard-earned money has already been looted by the billionaires.
I don't know that anything's been looted, but he's certainly
They removed the Treasury's free tax preparation program.
So yeah, he did. He said he did that on X in a tweet.
And that's taking a chunk of, that's taking our money. Okay, that's adding to our burden. So I think that it's become apparent the billionaires are working the government by buying the politicians to get their tax credits.
Yeah.
We need to turn this over and start telling everybody that they are indeed stealing from us, stealing from hardworking Americans. We're not getting the grocery prices down, and we need to have trickle up.
Yeah.
By that, I mean that we need to have the least, the people that make the least start getting lower taxes. And then after everyone that's gotten up to the 2 or 3 million point, that's when we can start increasing taxes for the millionaire. But we have to turn it around now so that if we told everybody this, if everybody understood what they're trying to do, because I really don't think a lot of Republicans understand what the goal is.
Oh, they know exactly what they're doing. They're trying to cut enough government funding that they can pass a tax cut without increasing the deficit.
People. The government people. I mean, the Republican people, the people in our country, the Republican voters don't really understand that they're getting ripped off.
So no, they don't. They never have because they live in this information bubble.
Right, but my bottom line is let's start by saying, hey, they broke into our tax system. They want to get tax credits, and they're trying to increase our taxes. They have already taken away our free tax preparation program, and that's just the very beginning. And we really need to push that it's our turn. It's trickle-up time.
Yeah, I'm with you, Lori. I get it. I'm with you. Thank you very much. Jeremiah in Alexandria, Virginia. Hey, Jeremiah, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Good to hear you. Good to see you again.
Thank
you. You know, some of these made me call in because somebody was talking to you earlier, and I'm seeing this a lot where people are just very, you know, almost flabbergasted at what is the point of the tariffs, you know, about bringing the money in and so forth. And where I think they're probably going with this is I think Trump is trying to circumvent the tax system without actually going through Congress to do it. And what I mean by that is I remember, you know, before a lot of the Republican, you know, oligarch-backed people, they were trying to get a national sales tax through, which, of course, that would never go through because that overwhelmingly hurts the bottom 99%, which spend, you know, overwhelmingly the bigger portion of their income than, say, the top 1%, which, you know, is more of...
That's why we have no sales tax at all here in Oregon.
Yeah, so, I mean, but if you don't call it a sales tax and you call it a tariff, you can basically backdoor and circumvent the tax without having to go through the rigmarole
There you go, Jeremiah. There you go.
It also made me think of, you know, the whole, like, oh, no tax on tips thing. And you know darn well it wasn't for servers and bartenders.
No. No, it's so hedge fund managers can take a $10,000 a year salary and a $2 billion a year tip. No, I get it, Jeremiah.
You change commission to tip, and then all of a sudden, done deal.
Yeah, yeah, no, a great suggestion that, or, you know, meme, I guess, that with the tariffs, what they're trying to do is institute a national sales tax. That's brilliant. Jeremiah, thank you for the call. It's coming up on 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, give me a break. The Supreme Court got that one wrong.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. We're human. I don't always eat healthy. You don't always eat healthy. That's why doctors created Field of Greens. A delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, lungs and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day or, you know, eat a bunch of cookies, I can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs daily. And only Field of Greens makes you this better health promise. Your doctor will notice your improved health and you get your money back. Let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off your first order at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. And the code for 20% off is TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. Sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand. Together we can make a stand. Tag your interests, join the fight. For our future, for what's right. Raise your voice, make it known. This land, we're not alone. Tag your interests. What about 51 minutes past the hour? Picking up your calls here. Fred in Exeter, New Hampshire. Hey, Fred, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Well, I'm seething, to say the least, especially after Trump and Netanyahu's press conference, if you want to call it that. But what I want to know is, why is Merrick Garland getting a free pass? This guy has stalled for 2 years, and because of him, we have a convicted felon, a rapist, a mentally ill, malignant narcissist as president. This guy's stupid as a rock. His only talent is lying and grifting. And I'm not so sure if Merrick Garland was incompetent, timid, or he was part of this collusion. What are your thoughts on this?
I think incompetent / timid is almost certainly, you know, what happened. He was trying very, very hard not to politicize the Department of Justice because Trump had so egregiously politicized it. And, you know, timid is probably the absolute best word. And I have been, you know, on him, you know, complaining about him for 4 years now, to the point that when I was at the DNC a couple of months ago, you know, at the big convention, or I guess it was now a year ago, wasn't it? No, it was August, yeah, not last summer, that the woman who writes the Mueller She Wrote newsletter came up to me and said, "You're wrong about Merrick Garland. He's a good guy." I'm like, "I don't think so." Yeah. So, you know, I got people giving me crap about it, Fred. That's how long I've been on this beat. But I agree with you.
What smells to me is that he was originally nominated for the Supreme Court as a nominee that the Republicans would vote for.
That's correct. And it was Orrin Hatch's suggestion to Barack Obama that if you nominate this guy, I can get him through. And then, of course, Orrin Hatch had lied to Obama and Mitch McConnell stole the seat. So, Fred, I got to run, but
thank
you.
We all know the character.
Yeah, there you go.
We all know the character of Orrin Hatch.
The late Orrin Hatch now. But, yes, I agree. Thank you, Fred. Mark in Janesville, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, what's up? Is it Janesville with an N? Yeah, it is.
Okay. J-A-N, yep. Yeah. Just some 35 miles off the Rock, or Madison. Yeah. Tom, when you had Congressman Pocan on, I'm not in his district. I'm in where Ryan used to be style now. My problem is with they just stink at messaging, our politicians.
Yeah.
I mean, the only ones that seem to really come out, I hear Bernie, AOC, I hear Elizabeth Warren, but I mean, Schumer sitting there with the glasses hanging off of his nose. I guess we just, you know, we got to primary them all. I mean, I understand they can't get on many of these news stations, but I mean, why aren't they sending out flyers? All this stuff that Trump disavowed 2025, I mean, he's implementing.
Yeah.
You know, the oligarchy, the only people that talked about that in the last 10 years were you and Barney.
Yeah.
And a little bit of Jimmy Carter. It's just like a little too late. The very last day going out, Biden talks about oligarchy. Now look where we're at.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally get it, Mark, and I agree with your sentiment, and I want the Democrats to take names and be more aggressive.
You just said the word timid. That's what our side is, timid.
I know, and I don't like it.
I don't get it. I mean, why aren't they putting flyers out?
I think some of them are starting to wake up, but most of them are scared to death that if they take a strong stand, that Elon Musk will fund a primary against them and it'll be the end of their careers. It's the same fear that all these Republican senators had who just voted for Bob Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard and they're going to vote now for Tulsi Gabbard, and they just voted them out of committee, and Kash Patel. So that's what's going on, Mark. Mark, thanks for the call. Mike in Chicago. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I've been a long-time listener to pieces and snippets of your show on YouTube, and I've recently started following it for the full thing.
Well, thank you.
I got a lot of respect for your intelligence and your ethic. I sit here and I'm listening to this. I retired last summer after 30-something years in the trades. And I'm watching my retirement swirling the drain.
Yeah.
It is what it is. There's a lot of, I guess, clutching of pearls going on. Mm-hmm. Big incohesiveness. And I understand this is early at this point to expect that things would be pieced together. What we need is we need organizations to stand up and follow, and someone to follow. You know, I've taken your advice and looked at Progressive Democrats and signed up for their newsletter and moveon.org, and looking, I've never been on Substack until recently, and looking at Dino Ladala.
Mike,
I'm
sorry, I'm out of time here, but you know, thank you. I get it. And the Democrats really need to get their act together, and we need to be joining these organizations and raising hell. Mike, thanks so much for the call.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some of the authors of Project 2025 now in the Trump administration. What are their plans for our country? All the details with Andra Watkins coming up. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet, and we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Trump administration continues to explain the president's remarks that he wants the United States to take control of war-ravaged Gaza, relocate the residents, and rebuild it. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says that relocation would be temporary.
What he's very generously has offered is the ability of the United States to go in and help with debris removal, help with munitions removal, help with reconstruction, the rebuilding of homes and businesses and things of this nature, so that then people can move back in.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu praises the idea, saying it would create a different future for everyone. President Trump has signed an executive order banning transgender girls and women from competing on sports teams that don't match their gender assigned at birth.
The executive order directs the Justice and Education Departments to interpret Title IX as prohibiting the participation of transgender girls and women in female sports. Schools that don't comply
will
be investigated for violations of Title IX and riskier federal funding.
Indicates that all
during testimony before a Senate panel last year, the NCAA president testified he knew of fewer than 10 transgender athletes in college sports. Cristian Benavides, CBS News, Miami.
An icy, snowy storm system is about to disrupt school schedules and travel on the East Coast. Meteorologist Craig Allen says up to 0.4 inches of ice in some places could damage trees and down power lines.
They're going to have snow, sleet, freezing rain, making for a very dangerous commute on Thursday into Thursday afternoon and Thursday evening as well. And I'm sure that this is also going to affect air travel in these regions.
Google is scrapping some of its diversity hiring targets. The move follows an executive order issued by President Trump that was aimed in part at pressuring government contractors to scrap DEI initiatives. 1 week after a mid-air collision between a passenger jet and a military helicopter claimed 67 lives near D.C.'s Reagan National Airport, a vigil was held for the victims.
Among those paying their respects, Michael Lincoln, a former flight attendant.
I think about all the people that lost their lives and especially the crew that was just working and ran into just the absolute worst nightmare scenario that we all wake up in a cold sweat about, anybody that flies for work.
Mike Murillo for CBS News, Alexandria, Virginia.
CBS News correspondent Michael Wallace reports space debris could be a growing problem for airplanes.
Researchers at the University of British Columbia say the chances of a collision are small but rising as more